We're here at the 85th National FFA Convention with Kaylin Stout from Lowndes County FFA in Georgia, your STAR and AgriScience finalist. Kaylin, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your project?
Previous to this project, I had no background in agriculture or research, and my ninth grade year, I was enrolled in a wildlife management course where classmates, it was a bunch of guys basically, and they were bragging how one side of Lowndes County had bigger deer than the other, and I didn't believe them. So I decided to start my research and figure out if that was true. And after I found out that it was, I wanted to know why. So I did some background research and found that calcium and phosphorus were some the main things they intake. So I took soil samples and tried to find if calcium and phosphorus was in the soil, and found that it was actually 1,183% higher for calcium on the western side, which is the side that had bigger deer, and it had 312% higher phosphorus. So there was a huge difference in calcium and phosphorus levels. So that's what started my project, and it's kind of gone on from there.
So the theme of this year's FFA convention is growing yourself as a person and as a leader and as a professional. Since this project started your ninth grade year, how has it grown to where you're now a national finalist?
When I started this project, I was shy. I didn't know how to speak. I didn't know how to write a paper. And through learning how to write a research paper and through making presentations, I've grown to be a better communicator and speaker. Actually, at my first state convention that I competed with this project, I forgot my name. I stood there with the judges, and I forgot my name. So I've grown a lot through the years that I've been through FFA to the point where now I'm a national finalist, and it's really rewarding to be able to say that.
So do you know your name right now?
I do.
So a lot of our listeners are going to be green hands and first-year FFA members just starting out with so much potential in the world at their feet in the FFA world. What advice would you give to them?
Get involved with as many things as you can, CDEs, proficiencies, and that's later on. AgriScience was a good starting point for me. Just anything that you can get involved in is what you need to do.
So can you tell us a little bit about your future plans?
I want to be an agriculture education teacher. That's what I'm going to school for right now. I've done 2 years already at an agriculture college, and so I plan on transferring to the University of Georgia and continuing that.
Is there any final message that you'd like to leave us with?
FFA has changed my life. It's really made me a better person. It's made my life better. It gave me a future that's brighter. It's just amazing what it'll do for you.
That was Kaylin Stout from the Lowndes County FFA chapter in Georgia, your STAR and AgriScience finalist at the 85th National FFA Convention.